residential schools did not constitute an act of genocide, and the schools are much maligned. The New York Times is reporting that dyeing potatoes instead of eggs might actually be a thing this year for Easter because eggs are just too darn expensive.
CHQM Vancouver. Move 1035. An iHeartRadio station.
Password to paradise.
Move 1035's Password to Paradise. Your chance to experience Sandals Royal Bahamian on Nassau's iconic Cable Beach.
Every single day we are making phone calls and awarding these trips to Sandals Royal Bahamian. Yesterday it was to Kim Ladder.
I can't even believe this just happened to me.
Today, it could be to you.
You have to be entering the passwords, though, on our website. At least one password. One little tiny teensy password is all it takes to win a trip. But, you know, enter as many as you can. Up your odds. This hour's password is tourist. Be a tourist in the Bahamas. Enter that at move1035.ca.
Next password coming up at 8 o'clock on Move Radio.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. They say you know it, but you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
Show.
Move 103.5.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining deeper than the eyes can find it. Maybe we're made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away. 'Cause cover girls don't cry after the face is made. But there's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know you're beautiful just the way you are. And you don't have to change a thing. The world could change its heart. No scars, see, you're beautiful. The stars are we're beautiful. Oh, oh, oh. And you don't have to change a thing. The world could change its heart. No scars, see, you're beautiful. The stars are we're beautiful.
She has dreams to be an envy, so she
Five. If you missed the password at the top of the hour and password to paradise, it's tourist. Enter the word tourist at move1035.ca to be instantly entered to win an all-inclusive trip for two to Sandals Royal Bahamian.
What is the most annoying thing, speaking of traveling, that other travelers do when you are staying at a resort? These are things that other people do to annoy you when you're on vacation. I saw an updated poll on this. I mean, this is a question that's asked all the time. I saw another one yesterday, and a couple of these that are in the top five made me laugh. Number one, I think, is a pretty obvious one. The thing that people find most annoying that other people do at resorts.
Is it hogging the space?
It's the saving the spot by the pool and going down with a towel or a book or a whatever and trying to
save your spot. And towel clips and all the stuff, all the accoutrements.
It has really gotten next level in terms of the gear that people use to save a spot by the pool.
Mm-hmm.
They're up at 4 a.m.
Yep. And they don't,
just
and they don't,
flaming spots.
They're up at 4 a.m. and then they go back to bed and they don't show up till about 1 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I feel like you can save a spot for about an hour and go get breakfast and whatever, but then you have to be using the spot. Like, you have to be using the spot.
There are a couple of, things though that finished in the top five that were a bit of a surprise, including a thing that was at number two. I didn't realize that this would annoy people. I don't even see a whole lot of it. I see it from time to time. I don't see it a ton, but apparently it's like the second most annoying thing that people do to annoy other travelers on a trip. It is also something that happens by the pool. I don't think you're going to get it. It's working by the pool. People banging away on laptops and stuff by the pool, or tablet computers. If it looks like you are working, it is annoying to other people who are on vacation and trying to relax.
That is so my husband. That is, he can't, like, he doesn't do downtime very well. He can do a couple days of downtime and then he really feels like he should be doing something more productive. So what he will do, when we were in the Bahamas recently, he was technically not really working, but he would bring his, you know, laptop down by the pool and
get a little remote work done.
Yeah, just for a little bit. Then he'd read and then he'd be like a little more. I mean, it doesn't bother me, but apparently it does bother some people.
I don't get it either, because like, you can't even hear that over the
right? I wonder whether it's just some sort of reminder.
Trigger?
A trigger. It's like, this is not the place where
okay,
we do that.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
The other thing that's at number three, though, is at the other end of that scale, the something that's very, very resort life, and that's too much PDA by the pool.
Oh.
Couples that are like way too into each other and are just all over each other. Too much PDA is also bad.
I don't feel I really see that. We did see that one year at a resort, but that was on a balcony of a room. Do you remember that?
I had forgotten about that, but now that you mention it, yes, okay.
It was a little
full on.
It was later on in the day, and you just, if you looked up, it was just full on, and it was full on.
I don't think you were able to make that trip, Aaron.
Darn it.
You missed a real show.
I have some video. Hold on a second. It's a couple years ago. I'll get it.
Yay!
If you want to win a trip to Sandals Royal Bahamian, again, this hour's password is tourist. Enter it now at move1035.ca.
All new, all Canadian. The best of our great nation, one song at a time.
This is Justin Bieber.
Hi, this is Terry Clark.
We are Nickelback.
Made in Canada on iHeartRadio.
Rock, pop, hip-hop, and when it comes to country, it's the true north all the way.
Loud and proud.
An all-new digital radio station from coast to coast. Made in Canada, played in Canada. On the free iHeartRadio app and at iHeartRadio.ca.
It's gonna get loud.
On the next Lotto 649 draw, the gold ball jackpot will be 42 million. And if you play online, you could have it at your fingertips or your whole hand. Depends on your typing technique.
We're here to protect people.
Officer John Nolan has proven he can keep up with the young cops and the criminals.
Try and stop me.
Nathan Fillion stars in The Rookie.
Let's get this done.
New episode Tuesday at 9, 10 Mountain. Stream next day on Crave.
Have you thought any more about pre-planning?
Thought about it, but I haven't really looked into it.
Well, here's our chance. Dignity Memorial is hosting a spring festival open house. It's a great time to learn how pre-planning can bring peace of mind and ease the burden on family.
We should go. It's something we all need someday.
And they're offering up to 17% off, additional savings, and 60 months no interest.
Sounds like the right time to start the conversation.
Learn more at the Dignity Memorial Spring Festival Open House, April 12th at Ocean View Burial Park and April 13th at Forest Lawn Cemetery. RSVP today, call 604-328-6079. Dignity Memorial, a division of Service Corporation International Canada. Forest Lawn Cemetery, 3789 Royal Oak Avenue, Burnaby, D5G3M1. Ocean View Burial Park, 4000 Imperial Street, Burnaby, D5J1A4.
It's me. You're a dull wall. Yep, dull colors, dull finish. No one's painted me since this home was built. It's a shame. A fresh coat would make this place feel brand new. Hey, did I bore you to sleep? Wake up.
Make it right. Make it Rona.
Rona Week is on now. Save 25% on all sizes of Seiko Endurance interior paint. Conditions apply. Details in store and more offers at rona.ca.
A worry-free retirement is possible. Are mortgage payments, groceries, and bills holding you back? With an Equitable Bank reverse mortgage, you can turn some of your home equity into cash flow. Wipe out monthly mortgage payments for good or supplement your retirement income. Join thousands of Canadians who've gained more peace of mind and more possibility with an Equitable Bank reverse mortgage. Learn more at equitablebank.ca. Equitable Bank reverse mortgage. Put your worries in reverse.
I want my kids to enjoy the same things I did. I want them to enjoy a better BC.
At FortisBC, we've made real progress towards harnessing renewable energy to reduce the use of fossil fuels, like providing renewable natural gas, hydroelectricity, investing in energy efficiency, and even making strides in hydrogen research. We're evolving BC's energy landscape today for a better tomorrow. FortisBC, energy for a better BC.
There's something real here, right?
Yeah, of course.
Late Bloomer, the Crave original the Globe and Mail calls one of the 10 best new shows of 2024 is back.
You have a wife at this point. How old you are?
From creator and star Jasmeet Reyna. Don't miss the new season of the hit comedy critics say shines with authenticity and wit.
What if we don't have kids?
Late Bloomer, new season April 11th, only on Crave. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Woo 103.5 Traffic. It's for Lotto Max. The sky's the limit with Lotto Max. The next jackpot is $22 million. Dream to the max with Lotto Max, 19 plus to play. Well, we've got a nice start to this morning. We've got some volume starting to build across the Port Van and the Alex Fraser. And one issue, a crash in Coquitlam, Barnett Highway and Falcon Drive, southbound right turn lane to westbound right lane, are blocked. BCAA members always save 3 cents per liter at Shell. Plus, spend less time at the pump with the Shell app. Download today. We've got sunshine ahead today. The high will be about 13. Right now, 6 degrees.
Brand new music from Miley Cyrus out this morning. We'll have the preview that is on the way. What's trending?
After music from Tom Cochran on Move 103.5.
One day in, the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the guarded gate. There's not much time left today.
Akron Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. Well, one of TV's longest running shows isn't going anywhere.
What's trending?
Whenever you hear someone mention Grey's Anatomy, do you think, is that thing still on?
Grey, if you think you can keep your clothes on long enough to follow up the labs, I'd appreciate it.
The answer is yes. And it will continue to be yes for at least one more year, because Grey's Anatomy has now been picked up for a 22nd season. What's interesting is the show is now a bigger hit on streaming than it is on broadcast television.
Sure.
Its ratings, at least in the U.S. on weekly television, have fallen dramatically. But they are, when those episodes hit the American streamer the next day in the U.S., they do big numbers. So that's one of the main reasons why the show got picked up again.
So wild. Like, I just, you know, I feel that I was in, as a fan, I was watching Grey's Anatomy for way too long, and I'm pretty sure I dumped out at about season 15. And so, sorry, what's being renewed?
Season 22 in the fall. Season 22.
So I think it must be sort of like a soap opera now. Like, people must watch it like a soap opera.
Big time. And people do, new people do discover the show because it airs like digitally a little different in Canada. It's on Netflix here, and then they dump the entire season, I think, just before like a new season begins on television. And when that happens, you'll see it in the top 10 for weeks here in Canada. It is how a lot of people do discover it and binge it. They'll get in, and they've got like, what, 200 or 300 episodes now of that show to watch. So it's a huge streaming hit.
If you've never watched it, I would strongly suggest watching the first maybe
15 seasons.
No, because I hate watch probably the last five.
Yeah,
like the first nine to ten.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Once McDreamy dies.
And I think he died. No, I was still, I think I was out before that.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, McDreamy dies. New music from Miley Cyrus this morning. It's called End of the World.
Show me how you told me if tomorrow wasn't coming for sure. Let's pretend it's not the end of the world.
Her new album, Something Beautiful, is coming out at the end of May, and then in June there's going to be a film that accompanies the album. So a synopsis of the project describes it as a unique visual experience fueled by fantasy, including 13 original songs from the album and a one-of-a-kind pop opera from the mind of Miley Cyrus. So I've only heard it one time through and already in. It's so good.
Love it.
It's such a bop.
Such a bop.
It's such a bop is what was what people are saying. It's such a bop.
I expected it to be ripping rock and roll.
No, I think there's probably some more like rockier tracks on the album, but the first single, definitely not that.
Very Miley.
Well, let's give it a listen from start to finish, shall we? Here we go. Brand new music from Miley Cyrus. Let's play it for you now. It's called End of the World on Move.
It's not the end of the world.
waking up with the Nat and Drew Show on today's best variety, Move 1035.
And I know she'll be the death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know, this I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go without it. She told me you'll never be in love. I can feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it, but I love it. Oh, I can feel my face when I'm she'll be the death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary when we're deep in love. Yes, I know, yes, I know, well, I know. She told me don't worry.
And on Move 103.5, good morning, it's the Nat and Drew Show. Are you ready to learn a new work term? Want to make sure you're up to date on all the work terms, especially if it's something that is going to be heard more and more often going forward, at least according to Forbes magazine.
All right.
Ready for a new
term? All right.
Bore out syndrome. Bore out syndrome. Any guesses, Nat?
To bore out syndrome.
Bore out syndrome.
It sounds like you are so bored at your job. Like you're bored that you're like, well, you're just so bored. You couldn't be more bored.
Aaron, does that sound right to you?
I thought it was like boring a hole. You know, we hear a lot about boring because of the Canada line and all the transit around.
That kind of boring.
Do you know? Yeah, we all know what boring is on the Lower Mainland.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not that one.
It is more in line with what Nat was thinking. Nobody's digging underground offices.
to tunnel your way out of work.
Thank you.
You need to get out of work so bad.
Thank you. You put it under your desk. No one can see the tunnel.
It's like Shawshank Redemption.
Thank
it's like a little
you.
Bit at a time.
Thank you.
What is interesting about bore-out syndrome, as they explain it, is that it can be confused for burnout. burnout. So bore out, instead of being overwhelmed by your job, you do have very similar symptoms that burnout has. Disengagement, feeling underwhelmed, mentally clocked out. But it's not because you're necessarily, even if you have a lot to do, it doesn't necessarily mean you have nothing to do, but you are so bored with the tasks that you have mentally kind of checked out. But it can, to some, read as burnout, but it's actually bore out that you have.
Interesting.
So is this a diagnosis, or is this just something that people are saying, like,
It's a term that's been coined. They say it's part of, here's another term, I don't know whether you've heard this, the great disenfranchisement, the great detachment.
Right.
Kind of other phenomenons that, they feel are, the people who monitor this stuff feel is permeating through the workplace now.
Mm-hmm.
Just employees less and less interested with what's going on around them.
I think a lot of it must have to do with the pandemic and the idea of work shifted so drastically for so many people during the pandemic. And now we are back into, you know, how things used to be, but so many of us forget how things used to be. So it's just like, well, what do you mean I have to be back at the work? Like, I have to be in the office for so long and I have to do this and I don't like it and whatever. And I liked being at home. And I think that not for everybody, but that would be for a segment of the population.
For a segment. And I think just priority shifted for a lot of people, whether it was younger people or older people. Once, you know, the pandemic and the shutdowns happened, people started to prioritize experience in life.
Sure.
Over work. And suddenly the things that may have been important before, were less important now. Or for others who were just starting their careers, it was like, nah, my life is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm. Also, for some people, there was the CERB payments too, right? Like there was payments that were coming in, and not that that would cover everything, but it was like this money that was coming in for mm-hmm. a while. And then when, you know, that also stopped. What do you mean I'm no longer getting CERB? Like, you know. Well, that's a bit of a bummer.
You were getting served your CERB, and then it stopped.
It stopped.
Bore out syndrome. It's happening now.
The Nat and Drew Show.
I mean, hopefully not literally right now, because that would probably mean that we had something to do with that.
Apologies.
Yeah. Sorry. Want to make sure you're up to date on the work stuff.
Coming up just after 7 o'clock, a couple of things. One is we'll give you the answer to question one in the $1,000 minute for 7:35 play. But also, we have another pair of Jonas Brothers tickets to give away, and that is on the way with Wheel of Games at about 7:10.
On the next Lotto 649 draw, the gold ball jackpot will be 42 million. And if you play online, you could have it at your fingertips or your whole hand. Depends on your typing technique.
Breaking story from Alpine News Network. Jan owns a home and a restaurant fusing French and Mexican cuisine. But she is fusing no more because her ovens have gone kaput. She heard about Alpine Credits, who sent over their speediest superhero. And in a dash was approved for a business loan to fix her ovens. The hero even had some of her poutine nachos. Yum. Own your home? Need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Heard of Uline? You know, the have-it-all in-stock, ready-to-deliver shipping and industrial supply specialists. The company that does things for you that are unheard of, like keeping 41,000 items in stock in our own warehouses. With customer service reps on the line to get you what you need, when you need it, 24/7, 365, every time. Maybe you heard it here first. Want to hear more? Visit uline.ca. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists.
Real Canadian Superstore has Easter deals too good to hide. Until April 9th, get avocados for only $3.98 for a bag of six. No searching required, just saving. Real Canadian Superstore, proudly Canadian. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
Hi, it's Drew Savage. Have you ever needed to get something fixed in your house and it's a disaster? No shows, surprise costs, you name it, it's happened. So when my toilet sprung a leak this week, I knew what to do. I downloaded the Jiffy app, which is finally in Vancouver. I was matched with John, a licensed vetted plumber, and he came the next day, diagnosed the issue, and fixed the leak at a great price. You've got to try this too. Download the Jiffy app or sign up at jiffyondemand.com with the code MOVE25 for $25 off your first job. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. It's for Choices Market. The three-day wellness sale is on now. Enjoy 20% off all vitamins and supplements, including those already on sale. Head to choices.market for all the latest deals.
Okay, we do have one issue to tell you about. It's in Coquitlam, a crash. Barnett Highway and Falcon Drive, southbound right lane and westbound right lane are blocked. And we also have a stall in Burnaby now. Highway 1 westbound just after Gullardy, the left shoulder is affected. Looking to sell your vehicle? Use BCAA Auto Marketplace, BC's newest way to buy and sell used vehicles. Visit bcaa.com/marketplace today. We've got sunshine ahead today. That's it. Sunny tomorrow as well. Sunday, let's not talk about it. The high today, 13. Right now, 6 degrees.
Did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. Oh, baby, it might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious. Cause to my senses, that is just so typically me. Oh, dreaming away, wishing that heroes they truly exist. I cry watching the days. Can't you see I'm a fool in so many ways? But to you, all my senses, that is just so typically me.
Today's Best Variety Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. Nat, Drew, and Aaron, who got even more cultured last night when she went to the theater and has been dying to tell us about this show that she went to.
Okay, I went to see Burning Mom at the Arts Club Theater on Granville Island, and it really was phenomenal.
Burning Mom.
Yeah.
Burning Mom.
There are posters and lots of ads around you'll see for it, and it really is terrific. I went with some girlfriends. We had some Prosecco and some theater, so it was a good night out. This is a cool play. It's written by a woman from Calgary, and it's actually based on her mom. Her husband died. They were married 40 years and they had purchased an RV before he passed away. And she decides to take the RV to Burning Man. And it's just this incredible story of this woman, you know, who's a mom who has three, you know, adult kids, and she's lost her husband, and she's just like, I'm going to do this. And she just builds the confidence to do it. And it's just this incredible journey of her getting there. And then when she's there, what it's like for her to be at Burning Mom, she ends up going with one of her kids and one of her kids' friends, who's a girl, but not his girlfriend. And it's just, it's really, really funny. And it's a one woman play, which I didn't know. I couldn't believe it. And that always just blows my mind. The actress there was a woman named Susan McFarlane, and she was just unbelievable. Two acts. She carries the whole thing, obviously. And it was really, really, really great.
Sorry, where is the show playing again?
Arts Club Theater.
Okay.
Granville Island. So I highly recommend it. It was just fun. And I don't know if I've ever shared this with you guys, but I have to say that's always kind of been a dream of mine. I'm kind of fascinated by Burning Man.
Burning Man's the big arts music festival. It's in California?
Yeah.
In the desert. And it's, you know, it can be really crazy. And there's a lot of different things that happen at Burning Man, right? Like there's like these different like art installations,
yes,
different music,
yes,
like some of the stuff that's built, lots of psychedelic experiences, mm-hmm, as well.
Hookups. There's some hookups.
There's a lot of hookups at Burning Man.
There's one scene she's on a bike because her son tells her she has to take a bike because you have to take a bike to ride around Burning Man because it's a huge city, right? 55,000 people go, and she gets caught in this parade of naked men. And she wipes out, of course, so she's caught in, you know, looking up at, you know,
But she's the only one on stage during that.
Honestly, Drew.
Okay, interesting. So how do they convey what the scene
the
you
penises
just described? How do they convey that with only one person on stage?
You know, it was incredible because the first scene is the RV. She's in front of the RV, and then she just moves around. Then the RV opens in the second scene, and it's a huge screen, and then they blast
scenes
from Burning
screen.
Man.
Interesting.
On there. Oh, you guys, it was fantastic.
And you have interest in going to Burning Man. It's never really crossed my mind as something seriously to do. I haven't done many big music festivals.
Squamish Fest. But
you and I went to that one.
Yeah, but we were there for Eminem and then left. So it's not the same.
You left early. You left before he was done.
I left before Lose Yourself.
Okay. Are you going to, that's a good question. Aaron, are you going to leave? You're going to finally fulfill that dream. And much like you and Nat at the Squamish Music Festival years ago, will you leave early to beat the traffic?
You gotta beat traffic. Which is really not in the spirit of most music festivals, but still, I think that was a practical choice.
Especially Burning Man. They would bar you from ever attending again.
Because I don't have time.
They found out you left to beat traffic.
The Nat and Drew Show. On Move 103.5.
Well, glad Burning Mom is a good show at Arts Club Theater.
Coming up, $1,000 minute on the way at 7:35. We'll give you the answer to question one right after Aaron's news, and also Jonas Brothers tickets on the way with Wheel of Games.
On the next Lotto 649 draw, the gold ball jackpot will be 42 million. And if you play online, you could have it at your fingertips or your whole hand. Depends on your typing technique.
These women are good people.
Amanda Seyfried stars.
It's our job to protect them.
In the riveting mystery thriller.
You gotta let it go.
I'll let it go when I find her.
Long Bright River. All new. Saturday at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific on USA Network. Stream on Crave.
When you're moving, Pods knows that flexibility matters. Instead of a moving truck, Pods delivers a portable storage container right to your driveway. So you can take your time loading and unloading. Between moves, you can store at a local Pods storage center. Get a quote today at pods.ca or by calling 888-939-PODS. Pods Moving and Storage, trusted with over 6 million moves.
A worry-free retirement is possible. Are mortgage payments, groceries, and bills holding you back? With an Equitable Bank reverse mortgage, you can turn some of your home equity into cash flow. Wipe out monthly mortgage payments for good or supplement your retirement income. Join thousands of Canadians who've gained more peace of mind and more possibility with an Equitable Bank reverse mortgage. Learn more at equitablebank.ca. Equitable Bank reverse mortgage. Put your worries in reverse.
Supporting Canadian businesses has never been more important. That's why Canada Post is committed to making it easier to ship Canadian with our best rates ever. Right now, your business will save up to 70% on expedited shipping and returns. Plus, as a Vancouver-based business, you can access rates as low as $350 for lightweight local packages. It's time to shop Canadian, ship Canadian. Learn more about our best rates at canadapost.ca/shipcanadian.
We are Applewood Auto Group. We don't just sell cars, we buy cars. We service cars. We build cars. We race cars. We tune cars. We are cars. At Applewood Auto Group, your dream car isn't just a dream anymore. It's all
good at Applewood. Running a small business is tough, now more than ever. Every marketing dollar has to work harder. That's why Canadian businesses trust Constant Contact. With email, events, and social tools, you can reach more customers, drive sales, and see real results. On average, every dollar spent on email marketing returns $36. That's ROI you can count on. Even in challenging times, our all-in-one marketing platform helps businesses grow. See for yourself. Start for free today at constantcontact.ca.
On April 13th, HBO's biggest series returns, The Last of Us. Don't miss the Emmy-winning HBO original critics call breathtaking.
We finished what we started.
The Last of Us, new season April 13th, only on Crave. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
This is the Matt and Drew Show.
On today's best variety.
Move 1035.
Ooh, baby, do you know?
Bye.
Friday morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. It's for RE/MAX. When one of life's big decisions leads to another, a RE/MAX agent can help. Connect with local realtors at RE/MAX.ca. RE/MAX, get the expert advice you need. In Surrey, a crash 88th and 140th in Burnaby, a stall Highway 1 westbound after Gillardy in Coquitlam, a crash Barnett and Falcon southbound right lane turn, right turn lane and westbound right lane are blocked right now. Looking to sell your vehicle? Use BCAA Auto Marketplace, BC's newest way to buy and sell used vehicles. Visit bcaa.com/marketplace today. We've got sunshine ahead today and tomorrow. Looks like it'll be a little wet on Sunday, though. So enjoy the first half of this weekend. The high will be 13 right now, 6 degrees.
Move 1035 is what you need to know. Here's Erin Davis.
Chaos continues. World stock market slid further and U.S. futures fell overnight as investors counted the potential costs of U.S. President Donald Trump's latest set of tariffs. China this morning announced it's going to fight back by slapping a 34% tariff on imports of all U.S. products and other retaliatory moves starting later next week. The new Chinese tariff matched the rate of America's so-called reciprocal tariff imposed by Trump on Wednesday. Prime Minister Mark Carney announced Canada will respond to new U.S. auto tariffs by imposing a counter tariff of the same 25% on all American auto imports. What does this all mean? It's probably going to cost you more to buy a car, whether it's new or used in Canada. The BC Assembly of First Nations is calling on the Federal Conservative Party to drop a current federal election candidate accused of denying the history of residential schools. Regional Chief Terry Teagee says comments by Aaron Gunn, the Conservative candidate in North Island Powell River, are reprehensible, especially to residential school survivors. In videos posted on social media, Gunn has said that Canada's programs of residential schools did not constitute an act of genocide and that the schools are much maligned. Are you feeling stressed out? Well, dance this weekend, especially with other people. Dancing combines four natural stress relievers: music, rhythm, movement, and socialization.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Nothing like starting a weekend by winning $1,000. We have the $1,000 minute at 7:35. The answer to question one will be Claude Monet. Look at us.
Oh, so cultured.
Highbrow. Woo-hoo. Highbrow stuff this morning in the $1,000 minute. Claude Monet, the answer to question one at 7:35.
Also super highbrow, Wheel of Games.
Yes.
Spinning a wheel is the epitome of culture. Up for grabs, pair of tickets to see the Jonas Brothers. That's on the way. Also, brand new music from Ed Sheeran coming up right after Post Malone and Morgan Wallen on Move.